Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 601, The Frank State of MCC, recorded live on October 24th, 2017. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we're back with another week of Halo news, or not so much Halo news, since we got a massive dump last week for our 600th episode. So it's kind of appropriate that we have a little bit of a down week, and thankfully so, because I'm tired and I've had a lot of early mornings this week, and I have an even earlier morning tomorrow. But with that aside, there was a lot of info from last week, so obviously there wasn't going to be too much of a show up for this week, but HCS for the fall season did wrap up this past weekend, so we have the results of that. And there's also a follow-up by Frankie, who made a Reddit post late last week regarding the announcement that Master Chief Collection was going to be getting some patch updates for Xbox One X, and to clear some of the air about how the team has handled the current state of MCC. So we'll get into those two things in a little bit. But first, let's take a look back at the weekend. I was busy, so I wasn't doing anything Halo. But GT, how did we do on Dragon Fridays? How'd that go?
We had a good turnout. Had a lot of fun. Played a lot of Super Fiesta.
I bet. Another weekend I missed, because the weekend before was Turbo. Wanted to play that. Super Fiesta was this weekend. I wanted to play that. I'm kind of 0 for 2 in the past two playlists that I've really wanted to get in.
Well, the double XP playlist this weekend was the HCS Fall Preview or something like that. I forget what the name of it was. But yeah, but that was the only double XP playlist there, and I was really not going to go in that because there's way too many tryhards in there.
It's, yeah, that's HCS for a reason.
I am not HCF level.
Neither am I. I would be put down probably every match that I went into.
Now, if I could manage to hide behind Confel or King Louie or... yeah, I might be doing okay.
Or Keys. Is another good one of ours. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Bobby can be on point sometimes.
Bobby, yeah.
But, yeah. Otherwise, I would say I'm maybe above average at best, but I'm nowhere near the pro level.
Yeah, I mean, I might be average, but probably below.
But that's not the important part. The important part is we love Halo. We love having fun in Halo. We play with our friends, and that's the joy that we get out of it.
Yeah, that's the reason I play Halo. I mean, that's the reason I play multiplayer, is to play with my friends, razz each other, and if we get beat, we get beef. If we trump the other team, we trump the other team.
If we get beef,
it goes the other way. Beef. Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Uncle York is saying Keys and Bobby are savage.
Yes, they are.
We have a couple of things coming up this weekend. Of course, we don't really know what they are because we do this. I think we moved this originally back to kind of address some of the update stuff, but now they post the updates. I think it's not a consistent schedule, it seems, lately. Does it seem that way to you?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be as consistent as it was.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, one reason is we were in direct competition with HCS, so that does not help your show numbers.
That was last week, yeah, but even from the week before, it was the big stream stuff and everything just leading up to it. It seems like it's been routinely posted on Fridays, which kind of is the lead into, well, here's a double XP weekend. It's like, well, by the time our podcast comes around, the double XP weekend's already over. So we're kind of screwed on that point. Helps that they put out maybe a couple days in advance. Hint, hint.
It doesn't matter really what we do, because whatever we do, they're going to do something totally the opposite. and we'll be right back in the same situation we are now. So,
yeah, we've had a few different moves of our days of recording because we used to do it on Thursdays, I think, before this. And before then, I think we may have done it on Wednesday. We've hopped around between Tuesdays and Thursdays for the most part.
Yeah, for as long as I've been listening to the podcast, it's been Thursday, unless, you know, there was a schedule conflict.
And then we moved it to Tuesday because of the
update and because HCS was playing on Thursdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So,
yeah, no matter which way you slice it, it's just not a good time. And weekends are good for just kind of our own sanity's sake and spending time with family members and significant others.
Because, you know, everybody wants to be sitting in front of a computer in the middle of summer on a Saturday night.
Yeah. Not so much.
It's not my favorite thing to do.
Not mine particularly either. Although there's a couple times where it's like if it's really hot outside and just like, I want to be indoors.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I spend my fair share of summertime days in my office, either playing or watching or looking at stuff on the computer. I really need to spend more time working on my truck. I kind of need it. It's getting to be cold weather, and the vehicle I'm driving now it's got some natural air conditioning. I don't pick up the format. Yeah, that'd be one way to put it.
I was going to say, is the hole fixed yet?
I don't pick up the floor mat because I don't want to know how big it's got.
You just need to weld some sheet metal on it, right?
Yeah, sure. And then reattach the cab to the rest of the truck. No, this one is beyond my capabilities to fix.
Okay.
But I need to get my other truck done so I can get it out of the garage because my wife's going to be wanting the garage here pretty soon. It is getting cold. We're supposed to have our first freeze this weekend, so.
Well, that'd be a good time to get that. Well, I mean, that's going to be the first freeze, which means more freezes to come.
Uh-huh. It's that time of year, at least for me.
We're not quite there yet. We've had a couple of tastes of 40 degrees, but we haven't gotten into the freezing temperatures yet. And that probably won't come. We're at the end of October, so we could see freezing temperatures as early as maybe 2 to 3 weeks out, at least here.
Well, what's coming across me is headed for you.
Oh, fun. We had wind and rain.
Maybe.
Last night?
Yeah.
2 minutes ago. Last night.
Yeah, that wind and rain was here day before. No, over the weekend, I think it was. I don't remember. But anyway. Yeah,
so we got that.
This is only Tuesday. Jeez.
I know. It feels like a Wednesday, but it's only Tuesday. But hey, tomorrow's Wednesday.
I mean, my grandma has already had her first measurable snow.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's getting to be that time of year.
Although, for the northern states, there's already some considerable snow at this time of year anyways, so that makes sense. So, should we get into some Halo discussions and news?
Sure, let's get into some Halo goodness.
Let's get the quick and easy out of the way, and then we can dive into the long discussion one by Frankie. So, the fall 2017 Halo Championship Series Pro League was this past weekend, and none other than Optic Gaming took home the trophy. So, Green Wall strikes again.
Yeah, it sounds like they've stepped up their game.
Yeah, because they lost the Summer League, but the last time they won was at Worlds back in March. So they lost the Summer, but now they're back on top of the standings for the fall. And they'll be fighting to keep that title through until Worlds next year. And it didn't sound like from the stream that they're doing a winter season. It's just going to be kind of the lead up to Worlds. That's all we really have to look forward to is we have a kind of a downtime between now and January, and January we'll pick back up with the HCS events, and we'll be seeing a lot of the teams that we saw this past weekend make a reappearance and fighting for that world's trophy.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be kind of a quiet off season, I guess. Not that I spend that much time watching it anyway. I know I'm a bad Halo fan. I don't watch competitive, but there are other things I need to do.
I had other priorities this weekend, like attending a wedding. And I forgot what I was doing on Saturday, but I know I was busy then too. I don't know why I'm blanking on what we did on Saturday, but we did something. Wow. It was only 3 days ago and I can't remember what we did on Saturday. That's pretty bad.
I know what I did Saturday. Worked.
And now a podcast on top of work.
Yay.
Yay. So yeah, Opta Gaming took first place. Team Liquid took second. In the finals, it was a 4-1 match in favor of Optic. So no epic game sevens for the finals. There were a few game five tweets that I saw get put out by the HCS Twitter, which is always good to see. It's always nice to see kind of evenly matched teams. Someone's got to take down the green wall and then kind of keep them down a little bit too. Just to make it interesting.
Keep them in check.
Exactly. And I'm not trying to say that to say down with Greenwall or anything. I'm just like, it'd be nice if there was kind of like some tug of war between multiple teams as far as who's holding the number one position in rankings. And we did see someone else come up with a title back in the summer season, but over the past four, maybe five seasons, the team that composes of Optic Gaming and was before CLG has been on top of the leaderboard for Halo 5 competitive for a long time. And it'd just be nice to see that tug of war be a little more even.
Yeah, it's always nice to see a battle for that top spot.
So the rest of the standings were Splice took third place, Team Envious took fourth, fifth and sixth was tied between Infused and Luminosity, seven and eighth tied between Evil Geniuses and Straight Ribbon. So that's your current standings for the Halo Championship Series going into the winter season, which will be starting up in January.
Damn, it's hard to believe it's that time of year already.
I know. Winter is coming. Or in my case, I don't know if anyone saw this. I think I put this out on Twitter last year. Can't remember if I did, but I took the winter is coming image that you usually do for like making gifts, and I did the baked goods are coming.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I seem to remember that.
So I already have plans for making some banana nut bread and a couple of other recipes that I have in mind of trying that I haven't tried before. And that's something I always like to do during the holidays is find some new stuff, or not even necessarily the holidays, but when cooking for other people in general, finding some new recipes and seeing what I can do with them, seeing how I can tweak them and make them my own and just trying my hand at different things. This past weekend, for example, I had my movie night, and from scratch, I made mini corn dogs, soft pretzels, mozzarella sticks, and tortilla chips. Although the corn tortilla chips were just corn tortillas that I baked in the oven and dried them out to where they were basically chip-like. But nonetheless...
Made them crispy.
Yes, and I used those for nachos. I sent you baked goods, Laird. Unless I didn't get to you and got lost in the mail, which apparently the person that won the Halo Retribution book a couple episodes ago, he emailed me today and said he still hasn't gotten it, so sorry about that. I need to check the tracking numbers to make sure it's actually getting there and it hasn't been delivered yet and maybe still on the way.
Well, hopefully it's on the way.
Yeah, it was sent.
Well, I just got notification that a part I ordered for my pickup truck at the beginning of June has been shipped.
That's a little bit of a lag time.
You know, because we're on shipping things. Yeah, I had to wait for them to make it.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be made 2 months ago. Apparently they had some issues.
Well, at least it's on its way?
Yeah, at least it's on its way.
I mean, I guess that's the thing to think about. If you knew that was going to be made, though, that that's something that you were probably anticipating that you needed to wait for anyways.
I knew it was going to take a couple of months to get. I was not planning on
4 months later.
End of October.
Is this going in the truck that you have the hole in the bottom?
No, this is going on the one I've been working on for the last year.
At least it's going in the one that's in a little bit better condition, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have spent that kind of money on the one that's got the hole in it. At least not for just a pretty item.
Cool. Let's move on to the Frankie article. A lot of the stuff that's in here is a rehash of some of the stuff that we know. And Frankie just gives his take on his view of how they did during the launch, some of the assumptions that they made when they were actually doing testing. Because one of those big things that came up in discussions with MCC is, how was this not caught in development? How were there so many issues with MCC when it launched?
Well, this article did a lot to answer a lot of my personal questions of why MCC was just crap when it launched. And, you know, they didn't answer all my questions, but they answered some of them. And it's really nice that Frankie went through and put this article out. You know, he's not trying to incite a riot. He just wants to give, you know, a little bit more detailed explanation as to why the MCC did what it did.
And really, really, it's where it is today, too. The reason why it's in its current state.
Yeah, and I kind of figured, well, you know, one thing that he talks about is the reason behind the current state of MCC is that they were afraid they were going to break it.
Which is a legitimate concern.
Yeah, I mean, they've got it working for a significant portion of the community. Granted, it's no excuse for the small percentage of the community that can't play it.
Well,
they didn't want to risk breaking it for everybody to try to fix it for that small group.
But if you get to the point where a piece of software is at a state where if you make any more changes to it, it might make things worse. There's probably some stuff that you did early on in development that should have been done differently. And granted, it is a very complex project. I'm not going to deny that. It was putting six different game engines with totally different code bases together under one umbrella, which is an impressive feat on its own.
Well, also, it probably did as much to show the limitations of the Xbox operating system, the Xbox One operating system, which has changed significantly since launch. And they do make a point of saying that, you know, there were some difficulties with the original Xbox One operating system that they didn't account for. And, you know, he doesn't make any excuses. He says, we screwed up. He's not trying to bury the truth or anything, but there were some inherent problems with the infrastructure that Xbox laid before 343 that didn't get appropriately accounted for. And now that the Xbox One operating system has evolved to the point that it is now, especially with the new update coming out for the Xbox One X, they finally have an opportunity to correct some of the development issues that they've had with MCC. And they hope to get it playable for everyone. You know, they're still working on the patch. And if I remember correct, they're not looking at releasing this patch until after the first of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be early 2018.
Yeah, early 2018. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like you're going to have this patch before Christmas. But it also shows the dedication to the product that they have. They don't have to do any more. They want to. They don't have to. They've got the game playable for a majority of the people that play the game. And I'm glad they're fixing it. Yes, I'm very glad they're fixing it. And I'm glad they feel the need to fix it, because that tells me they care about the games. You know, they care about doing the best they can for the Halo community. And it shows, you know, where their hearts really lie. Now, you know, they need to work on their deployment of such items, like actually putting all the stuff in the game before they ship the game would be a real good point.
Hint, hint, Halo 6.
Yeah, hint, hint, Halo 6. You better... anyway. Yeah. You know, it was an engineering nightmare to begin with. Go from just making a Halo 2 anniversary to Master Chief Collection.
If you're in the IT or coding realm, then you'll definitely understand the term scope creep. They wanted to get really ambitious, and the scope of the project just kind of overtakes you. And they were kind of caught in a point where they had to deliver something, so they did the best they could, given the technologies that they had available to them for the original Xbox One. Frankie puts in several different sections in here regarding assumptions that they made about the architecture, some of the stuff that they didn't test because they thought it would be taken care of outside of a closed testing environment, some other considerations with other network types. So, for example, academic institutions or NATing, other network issues or complexities that they couldn't really account for. And as you were saying, GT, there was a lot of stuff that the Xbox operating system at the time couldn't really do, and it showed the early stages. And there were some other games that suffered from this too, but just the early stages of implementation of the operating system were not solid.
Yeah, I have to admit, up until probably, 4 or 6 months ago, I would constantly have problems with my NAT.
I think a lot of people did. And there were a few times where, like on Reddit and other Halo communities, where they had the NAT table where it's like, if you have this NAT, then you can join up on parties with this NAT. But if you had this NAT, then you could either only host parties with this NAT, or you had to join a party with this NAT. And a person that had this NAT had to be party host, and then you could transition host over. And it was a mess.
Well, you know, as a lot of people know that join us for Fraggin' Fridays, I actually use the Xbox app for my voice communication. That way I can get, it just makes it a little easier to get voices, you know, the chat voices in the stream so that everybody can hear what's going on and they're not just listening to me talk to nobody. And I would have had a lot of problems with it not wanting to connect to parties because of NAT issues. Having myself signed in on an Xbox and then also signed in on the Xbox app, it would confuse the system. Now, there are some occasions I still have issues, but it's usually just network connection issues. But I don't know how many times I've gone round and round and round with Microsoft trying to get my NAT to open up so that I could use the party. And, you know, it has caused matchmaking issues as well. And this, thankfully, has not been a big issue on game nights. But even, you know, in my solo play, I've had some... There's been some times that even in Halo 5, I've had some long wait times. Granted, that was earlier in the Halo 5's life, but still. So I'm glad that the improvements made to Xbox are making it possible for 343 to open the books up again and look at MCC and say, what can we fix? What can we do to make this better?
Some of the things are going to be fundamentally just, we can do it now because the architecture has changed. Frankie mentions that there's obviously some networking and matchmaking fundamental changes that have taken place on the Xbox that they can now utilize. And since Xbox One X is coming out, it's just the perfect time for them to go through and make those changes. It's the excuse of, let's relook at the architecture now that we have this new network framework and fix some of the stuff that we couldn't fix before, because now we have a more robust and tested interface to work with in the OS.
Yeah, they've got 2 years of having a stable game on the network.
And granted, that's still for majority of players, but with that stability there, and with the new architectures that have been put in place on the Xbox that has helped open up some avenues for them to go back and redo some of the stuff that they've wanted to change, but have been kind of forced into the state of, well, if we touch anything, then it's going to break. It's like that little birdie that lands on the edge of a teetering log or ship or plane or whatever from a cartoon or something. It's just that one little birdie, that one little fix that could just make everything fall apart.
Can you show us the birdie again?
You like that?
Yeah, like that. Yeah, it is. They could have made just one more change to MCC and it could have just broke everything where nobody could play it. And as far as staying quiet about it, you know, I see both sides of the point here, but from, you know, 343's perspective, pretty much they're damned if they do or they're damned if they don't. If they talk about it, people will complain because they're not fixing it. They don't talk about it, people complain because they're not talking about it and not fixing it. You know, I can understand why they've been keeping quiet about it. I'm glad that they chose to speak about this and say, we are working on fixing it.
Well, and I think it goes back to the other side of the community, our side, where we need to be able to appreciate that they're still interested in making sure that the fans are listened to, the fans are getting what they're asking for, that they actually care about what we say. Because, I mean, Frankie came from the community. He understands what it's like being on the other side of that wall. He even said one of the first things in his article, this was one of his worst launches and worst feelings as a Halo developer to see it crumble in his hands on launch night. I mean, I was at Halo Fest when they launched it. I remember seeing Dan Ayoub and Tashi and a lot of the other 343 folks on the phone running around during the event, which was supposed to be a kickback, relax, drink with your friends event. And they were working and doing damage control because things were just falling apart left and right. I mean, they care. And this should prove it, along with plenty of other times that Frankie or Bonnie or whoever has come out to the community and tried to be transparent because of how the community reacts. And this isn't just the Halo community, it's other gaming community as well. But with how people react, sometimes being too transparent does more harm than good. So there's the balance that they have to achieve, where how much information can I give people to help them understand what we're going through, but at the same time not overbear them with information to where they're going to scrutinize and nitpick at any small little detail, or where people can just latch on and complain about that specific thing.
Sharing information about the structure of a game is a balancing act, even in the best of times. You know, how much information do you give the public? Because there are always people out there that take it to the extreme. You know, I've seen people make statements that should not be put on Twitter to begin with about the stupidest things wrong with a video game. Stupid glitches or, you know, things that don't mean anything to most of the people that play the game, but these few people scream, cry, and whine and threaten about this little bitty bug. Now, granted, MCC had some major bugs.
It had some pretty significant bugs.
You know, there's still no excuse for berating a developer like that. I mean, yeah, tell them you're not happy, but don't threaten them with bodily harm or, you know, you should lose your job. Stuff like it, that doesn't help. And that can ultimately make a developer not be so transparent. Because why would you open yourself up to that? I mean, really, you know, why would you put yourself out there to have that happen? I know I wouldn't. You know, we've said it many times before, constructive criticism. Yeah, tell them you don't like it, but don't be mean about it. There's no reason to be mean about it.
You know what? They're the ones making Halo. And if they weren't, you wouldn't even have a new Halo. You wouldn't have MCC. You wouldn't have Halo 5. So the last game you would have had would have been Reach, and that would have been it. Would you still be playing Reach? Would you still be playing Halo? Obviously, if you're playing Halo 5 or MCC, it's still games that you care about and you still like. So if you really hate the game as much as you're talking about on social media, don't play it. And don't talk about it and go do something else that makes you more happy. Life is too short to be caught up in things that bring you down and things that you just want to argue and complain about.
You know, I've had a very stern reminder last week that you really do need to live each day like it's your last. One of my customers was coming to work, pulled over to the side of the road to take a picture or something, and got ran over.
Whoa.
And it killed him. This man was so full of life. He had Parkinson's, early stage Parkinson's, and he lived his life like every day was his last. He always had a smile on his face, no matter how much pain he was in or how much trouble he was having using his hands. Everything to him was a blessing. And, you know, everybody gets wrapped up in their own little worlds. I'm just as guilty as anybody. But you really do need to keep that stuff in mind and treat people that way, including game developers, even when they screw up to the monumental scale of MCC. Overall, I really enjoyed this article. There's a lot of good information in it. There's a lot of explanation in it as well, without getting super technical.
Although, being a geek and a fellow IT person, I would love to know the technical side of things, although I think they would never release that to the public.
Well, you know, that probably goes on the proprietary side of things.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you go get a job at 343, they would love to explain it to you after you sign the non-disclosure agreement.
I already have several NDAs with them. I just have a perpetual NDA. I haven't signed an NDA in the last 5 years, and it rolls over.
I bet you would have to sign an NDA on that one.
No, we'd probably find under the same NDA guidelines that I currently have active with Microsoft.
But even still, for 90% of the people that play Halo, they don't need to know the technical stuff because they wouldn't understand it anyway.
Very true.
You know, this was a good explanation. It put it in somewhat relatable terms.
One thing I do want to call out from the article, though, is where Frankie's talking about not trying to assume anything anymore. Just with how they were burned with making assumptions about the underlying systems of the brand new Xbox One console, and how they want to put a lot of testing into the public space of Xbox Live and have a lot of testing vetted in there, where they don't want to assume anything anymore. They want to make sure that testing the game in real world environments with real players is going to be something that they want to do for future games here on out.
Halo 6 beta, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, they've already stated that no more Halo games will release without a beta.
And this was an interesting line he put in here too, but they're going to have retail flighting programs. So I guess that means that they'll have pre-build available at like maybe retail stores or maybe like Microsoft stores. You can go in and play there, or maybe that's where like you pre-order the game and you get the beta or something like that. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you know, they definitely do need to get the game, especially in multiplayer, out in a beta form. And they've already made that statement that it is going to happen. And that, you know, the people that play the beta need to realize it is a beta. It is not the finished game. Constructive criticism, if it's broke, don't berate them about it because it is a testing program. It is not finished product. But
I think the gaming industry needs to get out of the terms of using alpha and beta. This is a pre-release network test build, or this is a system load build or something. Something that gets out of the mindset that it's an alpha or beta, because everyone has gotten into the mindset that a beta is a
finished preview.
Almost like an early access type of thing, and it's not.
It never will be. A beta is you are testing
unfinished code. And if you look at Halo 5's development, where they had the multiplayer beta out 10 months before the game came out, I think that was kind of a preview into the look of what Microsoft learned from MCC, and that they really need to make sure early on in development that they're getting real-world feedback and community feedback on the intricacies and technicalities of the game that they're working on.
And I think it did a lot to help the launch of Halo 5, as far as the actual gameplay itself.
Yeah, Matt, the multiplayer in Halo 5, to me, is the best since Halo 2. I really enjoy it. I would say it's the best overall. There's some simplicities in Halo 2 I like over Halo 5.
Yes, there are some things in Halo 2 that I like over Halo 5. But, I mean, from a launch perspective, I'm just talking about the launch. Halo 5 has been the smoothest multiplayer that has launched. Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4, Reach, they all had issues on launch. Some of them weren't as big as others, but they still had issues. You know, of those games, Halo 2 probably had the largest patch directed directly at multiplayer.
And from what you've told me, because I wasn't around when Halo 2 first came out, but from what you've told me, there were still some matchmaking issues with Halo 2.
And, you know, the one thing, you know, nowadays you have to remember is that online console shooters were still relatively new. They were still working on and they're still fine-tuning it, but they were still working on matching players with appropriate skill. They underestimated how badly high-skill players want to play lower-skilled ranked players, to the point where there were high-skilled players out there that would purposely de-rank themselves so they could play lower-skilled players.
Yeah, that was an issue back in Halo 3.
That was an issue in Halo 2 as well. You know, and then with MCC and with Halo 5, you have the additional issue with, okay, well, yeah, they don't have to de-rank themselves now. All they have to do is start a Smurf account because it costs them nothing.
Xbox Live 2-week trial.
No. You can have multiple gold account or multiple accounts that have access to gold on it on your Xbox One.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Halo 3 back on 360 days.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Xbox One.
Oh.
But also, you know, back in the day, you buy a game, almost any Xbox Live game came with a two-week or 30-day trial of Xbox Live. I don't know how many of those things I had stacked up.
I've got a couple of just random codes somewhere.
I probably still got a couple of random codes around here somewhere too. But, you know, seeing I buy the subscription, I never use them.
I save them on the off chance that I have a friend that needs Xbox Live for a little bit. It's like, sure, I've got a 3-month code I can give you. Take this.
Overall, I like, at least from launch, Halo 5, and it truly is my favorite multiplayer so far.
And that's great. I think for quite a few people, if you just open up and not be prejudiced to the fact that my company other than Bungie is making Halo, and just enjoy the game, Halo 5's not a bad game. And for many people, it's a really fun game.
To me, the Spartan abilities make perfect sense. It makes gameplay fun. It increases the pace of the match, which I like, because you get more involved. Well, to me, it makes it a lot more fun. Going back and playing the Halo 3 throwback playlist reminded me of how slow-paced Halo 3 was. Those games just seem like they drag on forever. In comparing it to a Halo Halo 5 game. The Halo 5 games are just as long, but they don't feel as long as they used to.
I think part of that is Spartan abilities. I think another part of that is the weapon sandbox and the maps in Halo 5, because of the difference in the Spartan abilities, feel smaller. And I think some of them are, for the most part, smaller, but they definitely have a smaller feel to them.
Yeah, I mean, yes, some of the maps are smaller than earlier maps. Eden is one of them.
Well, and Halo 5 was designed that way. Halo 5 multiplayer was designed for 4v4 competitive in mind, whereas previous Halo games had a little bit more diverse mindset when it came to the creativity behind map design.
You know, and I'm not faulting 343 for going that way. The only thing that I would suggest they do is make sure there is a place for casual players in all game types.
Yeah, and I think that's something that they can really improve on for Halo 6.
In Halo 3, you had the ranked playlist and you had the social playlist. You could play all the same games in social as you could in ranked. And yes, that puts a divide in the community. But if somebody wanted to go get sweaty, they could go into the ranked playlist and get sweaty. If they just wanted to kick back and play and have some fun, they could go in the social playlist and play with other people that just wanted to kick back, have fun, and chill. I'm not saying throw matches or anything like that. You know, you still want to win, but you know, when you're in a ranked playlist, there's that drive to win. It's a lot more prevalent than it is in social. You know, social, oh, we lost. Oh, wow. Man, that was a good game. You know, in a ranked playlist, I can't say what I would say. You know, it's a lot more frustrating in a ranked playlist when you lose. Because in a ranked playlist, you truly are playing to win. And, you know, you're putting your all in trying to win.
And that's the point of those playlists.
That's why a lot of the times I dink around in Super Fiesta.
Yeah.
Because it's a casual playlist.
That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to play with all the different weapons and, you know, complain about your bad luck, Confel.
Ah!
Yeah, just pull off crazy, out of the obscene kills and things like that with overpowered weapons in small spaces. Because it's just fun. And if they had, you know, if they had just like a social free-for-all, I would probably go into that as well. I don't go into, the only ranked playlist that I play is SWAT. And that is because that is the only one of the ranked playlist I find fun.
And that's when I need to get my requirement for the season.
You know, when I go in there, I expect to be sweaty about it. You know, I don't expect to just kick back and, oh, I shoot that guy over there. You know, when I'm in that SWAT match, you know, it really hurts when I lose and I get frustrated. When I lose in Super Fiesta, I really don't care that much.
Yeah, because it's fun.
Yeah, because I had fun. And in Super Fiesta, you are at the mercy of luck.
That's kind of what the Fiesta part's for.
Someone on the other team gets an answer and just tears through your team. Or gets a Prophet's Bane and camps a corner and things like it. It's random luck.
And you can't do anything about it. Other than die and respawn with new weapons. Or scour the ground for other weapons.
I do hope that in Halo 6 that they have that separation. But I want to have all the game modes. Well, yeah, I mean, except for like the crazy game modes. I don't think we need ranked Super Fiesta. But, you know, the traditional game modes, Oddball, Capture the Flag, Slayer, Free for All, in a social playlist. Big team. And then in the ranked playlist, all the traditional game types, big team. So that if people want to go in and get sweaty, there's a place for that. And yes, I do know that that takes a lot more management from the live team. Because now you have two sets of game types that you have to balance.
But you shouldn't necessarily have to balance the game types more over just...
Well, I mean, as far as just keeping them up to date.
Okay, yeah. But from a game mechanic standpoint, there should be no difference. It's more just kind of... One is ranked where people want to be competitive, and the other one is a little more fun-focused. The only other thing I wanted to kind of point out in the article that Frankie... Or not article, but the message that Frankie wrote on Reddit was what I consider was the technical piece, other than saying that the framework of Xbox One when it first launched had some issues, was the ticketing system that they said they used for pulling matches together, and how they tried to fix it where the wait times weren't so long, and how they had just this kind of cycle of people waiting. A full party would pull together, and then someone would drop off, and then you'd be sitting and loading, and then you'd have to wait for the system to resend out new tickets and have everyone that's in the party get reissued tickets and have the mess that was their system.
And every time somebody would quit out, it would complicate the system even further and delay the game even more, and to the point where the matchmaking system just went
pretty much. What was that?
Kicked everybody out. You can just hit the replay button.
Okay.
Push rewind now. And it was a good analogy of what happens. It just, the matchmaking system assigned these tickets and got people put in matches. Well, it wouldn't actually, when somebody left, it wouldn't actually cancel that ticket and bring in the next one. That ticket would remain active, and it would have to kill all the tickets, reassign all new tickets, and bring more people into the group. And it would get confused.
And then more people would leave to compound the issue even more. And then more people would leave. And eventually, you would just be, the whole party would have to either leave, or if you had people just sitting there, you'd have to wait for the whole ticket system to basically reissue you a new ticket and start over again.
And that could take, in instances, that's taken 20 minutes. So hopefully with these updates, they can make a more effective matchmaking system.
That's kind of what I'm expecting them to do. And maybe fix join in progress for custom games?
Maybe.
I still think that's an issue. Anyways, that's the Frankie article. And that's all we really have to talk about tonight. So we're going to keep it a little short. An update on the Spartan Company. We are still 21 commendations away. We are pretty close on a couple of our level 4s to being done. Thanks to most likely Bobby, Confal, Keys, and a couple other people. We are less than 1,000 away for Road Trip. Less than 70 away for Forget to Pay the Toll. And just under 700 for the Pain Train. Marines is still killing us in their backsides.
Well, to admit, that's a lot of Marines to kill.
It's actually pretty interesting to note that the Forget to Pay the Toll has moved up above the Pain Train.
Somebody's been working on it.
Yeah, so Bobby Confal, who's been getting those kills out of vehicles?
What was it? Bobby earlier looked them up. Let's see. Where is that? Come on. Scroll up. Scroll up. Scrolled past it. Oh, okay. See, currently, Bobby has 126. Keys is 113. And Confell is at 78.
Go, Bobby.
So those three have been doing some work.
I don't even know what mine is. How would I even find that? Well, I guess that commendation would be my personal
one. Look in your service record, and you want to look up for buckle up medals?
I'll go look at that real quick. I would bet I have single digits. Maybe teens at best. Oh, and apparently I still haven't finished co-op campaign on my service record.
I haven't either.
I have one mission that's missing.
But don't know which mission that is. I do have 2 Kiltrocities. Don't know how I got them.
I think you can drill down into the overview to find out which mission. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. So which combination do I need to look for?
Buckle up.
Is that under vehicle or enemy?
Let's see. I think it's under enemy.
I'm just doing a control app.
Enemy style.
Where is style? Multiplayer? Someone help me out here.
look at your top medals and then click on view all medals.
Summary. Because I was looking under combinations. Oops.
Yeah, you want to look at medals.
Service record, medals, and style. Let's see. I'm just going to go from the bottom. Oh, apparently I have not gotten Combat Evolved yet, nor Sayonara. Which one would be the... Which one am I looking for?
Buckle up.
Buckle up. What does the icon even look like?
I don't know. Maybe it's under weapon proficiency.
Someone help me. Somebody help me out. In the chat. Someone help me. Yeah, we're in medals. We got that. It's near the bottom in the vehicle section, he believes. Where's the vehicle section?
All the way to the bottom. Skyjack, yep. Wheelman. Ah, buckle up. Yeah. It's the one that looks like a steering wheel.
Oh. I have 11. In vehicles.
I have 17. Imagine that.
Wow.
I did. I'm doing better than I thought I did.
You're a better contributor than I am. Apparently, I have 2 flying highs, which is achieve a massive jump in a fully loaded Mongoose or Warthog.
I have 1,061 distractions.
Nice.
I wonder how that relates to assists.
I don't know. The closest accommodation that we have to finishing is from the top rope, and we have another 739 to go. And that's kill the Spartan with a ground pound. That, I would imagine, could be done in a few weeks. We could probably have that one done by the end of the year. So let's make it happen. Check out our social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, Mixer, all the fun social media platforms, Discord, Spartan Company, Xbox Club. So if we have it, just search for Podtacular and you will find it. Also, make sure you check out our podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming-specific shows such as Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Podcast 76, The Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find out more about the podcast on the network over at thepodcast.com. Make sure you check us out on Tuesdays when we record our shows live on Mixer. And check us out on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, where Godzilla hosts Fraggin' Fridays. And I believe you also have an Achieving Halo recording. We'll have a Looking for Group up for this coming weekend. Is that correct?
As of today, still undetermined.
Okay.
There are some things that might be happening this weekend that would negate me being able to record. But just keep an eye on that LFG, and as soon as I know for sure, I will put something up. If not, I am definitely free and clear the following weekend, which is the 4th and 5th. So if we don't get one done this weekend, we'll definitely get one done next.
Sounds good. So make sure you are joined up to our Xbox Club. If you are not, you can head on over to podtacular.com/Xbox, and that will take you to the club site on xbox.com, and you can request to join there, and we will get you added and approved. You can check out our previous episodes of Achieving Halo over on our YouTube channel, podtacular.com/YouTube, and make sure you check us out on our live streams. We do stream Fraggin' Fridays, and there's a couple other game days that we stream as well. So I try to stream on Sundays when my schedule is free. So you can find me on there. And I know GT's been streaming a little bit additional on top of the Fraggin' Fridays as well. So you'll find us streaming on the Podtacular channels every now and then. We do have a giveaway to do. As for people that have listened to our previous show, we are doing giveaways during our live streams from here on until the end of the year. last week we gave away a full Halo icon set for the year one loot crates, and that went out to Laird. And unfortunately, Pins is not in here today, so there is no Pins mask to be used in advantage of. But this week, we are giving away the complete first series of the Mega Constructs Halo Signature Figures. I think it's the Signature Series figures. I forget what the technical name is, but it's the little figure packs that are done by a Mega Construct. I have some over here.
And this is Dust being unprepared.
So for those on the stream, they can see it. It's the, yeah, I forget what they're called. Oh, Halo Heroes. Like, if I read the box. The Halo Heroes set. So the complete first Halo Heroes set is what we're giving away. And when I was actually packing up some of my Mega blocks or Mega Constructs set, because I moved some of them to offsite storage, I found that I had lots of duplicates. So I have a stack of about, I think, 8 or 9 sets that we'll be giving away over the course of the next couple of months as well, in addition to lots of other different Halo gear. So out of the people that are currently here, looks like we have three. We had a few people drop off. Oh, we had quite a few people drop off that were in the chat. So we have Bobby, Uncle York, and Vader of Angel in our chat right now. So we're going to
see Vader.
Our trusty dusty random.org drawing. So the first one to get 2 hits on the random.org will be chosen. And the results are, drum roll please, Bobby B444. Congratulations, you will be receiving the full set of Series 1 Halo Heroes figures from Mega Constructs.
Provided UPS didn't lose them.
Yeah. So, Bobby, send me your address via PM, either over Discord or Twitter, and I will get those sent out to you this week. If you want to win some prizes and you're listening to this via the download, then make sure you check out our Mixer stream on Tuesday evenings at 9 p.m. if you are able to. We'll probably have a couple of additional giveaways over Twitter during the holidays. So probably around Thanksgiving time and around the Christmas time frame, we will be doing a couple of giveaways then as well. But that will be it for us tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in. I know this has been a little bit of a shorter show, just because of a little bit of lack of content, but we will try to get into some community content stuff and get another book underway so we can have another book discussion show. Just because it seems like there's going to be a little bit of a lull as far as Halo content up through the holidays. So it'll be a perfect time for us to engage with some other Halo communities, get some more guests on the show, and look at reading some new books. All should be fun stuff. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We will catch you all next week. Keep on fragging them rocks.